Hey guys, this is Carrie for Res Life. So most of you probably know who Paul or St. Paul is, or at least have heard his name tossed around. But do you know who Stephen is? Listen to this scripture passage telling about the end of Stephen's life. Paul was there, but he was still going by the name Saul. And Stephen was a follower of Christ on trial. And he had just finished giving this very long speech about all the ways that God had delivered the Israelites over and over again, and yet they still doubted the reality of Jesus being God's son. Stephen was determined to show that following Jesus' example of love and forgiveness was always better than being dominated by doubt. He was so committed to showing this truth that he died in order to do it. And this was one of the key factors that led to Paul becoming a believer in Christ. Acts 7:51-60. Quote, "How stubborn you are," Stephen went on to say. "How heathen your hearts. How deaf you are to God's message. You are just like your ancestors. You too have always resisted the Holy Spirit. Was there any prophet that your ancestors did not persecute? They killed God's messengers who long ago announced the coming of his righteous servant. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You are the ones who received God's law that was handed down by angels, yet you have not obeyed it." As the members of the council listened to Stephen, they became furious and ground their teeth at him in anger. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw God's glory and Jesus standing at the right side of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven opened and the Son of Man standing at the right side of God." With a loud cry, the council members covered their ears with their hands. Then they all rushed at him at once, threw him out of the city, and stoned him. The witnesses left their cloaks in the care of a young man named Saul. They kept on stoning Stephen as he called out to the Lord, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not remember this sin against them." He said this and died. End quote. Stephen's closeness to Jesus allowed him to forgive his murderers, even as they were killing him. He had no doubt about God's great love in Christ and wanted them to know as well.